Today, we'd like to see the title of Mary's heart in the book of John, chapter 12, verses 1 to 26. To online words of people through MP3 or a YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. In the context, what was Mary's heart? And list the similar instance to this anointing, and how could we apply it to our life? Question 2 in verse 18. This region, the people also met him because they heard that he had done this miracle. What was the basis of those who believed in verse 11 and cried out, verse 13, and met Jesus here? And a few days later, or 4 days later, how did they do to Jesus? And what can we learn from here? Question 3 in verse 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servants will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. What does it mean? How can apply it to our life? In the last time, Jesus asked Martha in John chapter 11, verses 25-26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And through that, Jesus is the resurrection and the life by raising the dead Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, into life in John chapter 11, verses 43 and 44. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Now was the 6 days before the Passover, called today as Good Friday or his crucifixion day. Jesus was likely in Lazarus' house where his sister Martha served. Lazarus sat at the table with Jesus, and her sister Mary anointed Jesus' feet with oil. Verses 1 to 7, anointing Jesus' feet with oil. Verses 9 through 11, the plot to put Lazarus to death, verses 12 to 19, Palm Sunday, verses 20 up 26, the seekers of Jesus. Verses 1 to 7, anointing Jesus' feet with oil. Then 6 days before the Passover, before the Good Friday, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, raised from the dead by Jesus, was who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. Verse 2, there they made him a supper. Many servants prepared for supper, and Martha served, a proof to love her neighbors, the guests, including Jesus. The love of God is better than the love of neighbors, because the love of God overflows to the love of neighbors. Any works to neighbors without the overflowing love of flesh works. For example, monitor, cumbering, or distracting service. Distracting, cumbering, meaning troubling service by flesh, not the joyful service by the Spirit. Luke chapter 10, verses 40 up to 42. But Martha was distracted, or cumbered, or troubled with much serving. Serving whom? Serving neighbors, guests. And she approached Jesus and said, Lord, said to her, Lord. So the call Mary, but Jesus said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Here is a good part, is the love of God with all heart, with all mind, all soul. Romans chapter 8, verse 4, that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 3, then Mary took a pound of very costly oil or ointment of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus. Three instances in the Bible heal Lazarus' house, costly oil on Jesus' feet. 6 days before the Passover, it should come out waste here by Judas Iscariot. Second instant, Simon the leper's house, costly oil on Jesus' head, not feet. 2 days before the Passover, it should also waste. Matthew chapter 26, verses 2, you know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Then 6, when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask over very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, why this waste? Mark chapter 14, verse 1, this synoptic gospel 2, after 2 days it was the Passover, and the feast of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take Jesus by trickery and put him to death. Verse 3. And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil, spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on Jesus' head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted? The third instance here, Simon the Pharisee's house, oil on Jesus' feet during Jesus' ministry, far from the Passover. Issue sinner, Luke chapter 7, verse 36 up to 40. Then one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him. And Jesus went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at Jesus' feet, behind him weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair over her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he was a prophet, would you know who and what man of woman this is who is touching him? For she is a sinner." And the house was filled with the fragrance or odor of the oil. So here, wiped his feet, a proof to love Jesus, because wiped Jesus' feet with her hair, a proof to love Jesus, then filled with the fragrance of the oil, or filled with the odor of the oil. The odor of the oil was full in the house. Mary's love of Jesus overflows her love over neighbors in the house. Verse 4, but one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, here Simon too, Simon, very popular name, who would betray him, said, "As Jesus knew, but did not tell until God's time." John chapter 6, verse 64. "There are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him." John chapter 2, 24 and 25. Jesus doesn't need human testimony, human work. But Jesus did not commit himself to them. Jesus did not put himself to human being, because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of men, because Jesus knew what was in man. Jesus doesn't need somebody say about certain human being, character, whatever. Jesus knows, you know, all humans' heart, mind, soul. Then verse 5, "Why was the fragrant oil not sold for 300 pence or denarii and given to the poor?" So 300 pence was a laborer's salary for 300 days or 1 year. Simply, why she wasted. Then verse 6, "This he said, not that he cared for the poor, not the love of neighbors, the true motive, as God knows." So for example, a lot of excuses from godly thing, for example, Bible study meeting, assembly, or a kind thing here. So true motive point out, because he was there and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it for his personal purpose. So the Judas Iscariot, the treasurer, did the embezzlement. Verse 7, "But Jesus said, let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. 5 days earlier, Mary did so for Jesus' funeral service on the Passover or Good Friday or Crucifixion Day. Verse 8, for the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always. It implies the love of the Lord is always prior to the love of neighbors. Verses 9 to 11, the plot to put Lazarus to death. Now a great many of the Jews knew that Jesus was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but they might also see Lazarus raised from the dead by Jesus. Miracle in verse 18. That is a phenomena or a sight. Blind those to see Jesus' word, the truth. John chapter 11, verse 25, as we already read, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus asked them, do you believe I am the resurrection and the life? If you believe me, you shall live. So that one. It leads, phenomena sight leads to curiosity or popularity, because a miracle leads to curiosity or popularity, aggravating their blindness. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3, if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Also verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, or God is not ridiculed, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So the Jews, many people, should sow the word of God, Jesus' word, instead of a phenomena or a sight or a curiosity or a popularity, whom he had raised from the dead. Verse 10, but the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also. Caiaphas, the high priest, plotted to put Jesus to death, and now to Lazarus. Here we see sin aggravates, sin makes worse. For example, adultery, David's adultery to Bathsheba, towards murder to Uriah. John chapter 11, verses 49-50. And one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said to them, you know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient or it is necessary for us that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish. Verse 11, because on account of him, many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus. On account of Lazarus, many of the Jews went away from the high priests and believed in Jesus upon the miracle, phenomena, or sight, not upon Jesus' word, which is Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Then, verse 12 up to 19, Palm Sunday. The next day, 4 days before the Passover, a great multitude that had come to the feast, Passover, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So here, great multitude, or a great many of the Jews, in verse 9, they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. They did not understand the things of the following words of God from verses 13 up to 15, thinking Jesus the Messiah would destroy the Roman Empire and establish the independent Israel of nations. Then he took branches of palm trees and went out to meet Jesus and cried out, or praise, or adore, or worship, Hosanna, save now. Blessed is he, Jesus, who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Cited the Messianic Psalm, chapter 118, verses 25-26. Save now, O Hosanna. I pray, O Lord, Lord. I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. Also, Synoptical Gospels, Matthew 21, 9. Then multitude who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the son of David, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Also Mark chapter 11 verse 10. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Also Luke 19:38 saying, Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Then verse 14. Then Jesus had found a young donkey or a young ass, sat on it as it is written, King, ride on a horse. But Jesus rides on a young donkey or a colt, that meaning the humble king rather than horse, colt, young donkey. Fear not, verse 15, fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt or ass colt. Jesus, the humble king, the Messiah, cited from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, that's the word of God, too. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey, or the kid of a donkey. Then verse 16, his disciples did not understand these things at first. So all these things, meaning the people, the multitude, did not understand these things either. But his Jesus' disciple also did not understand these things either at first. But when Jesus was glorified, which meaning when Jesus' resurrection after crucifixion, then they remembered that these things were written about Jesus and that they had done these things to Jesus. Verse 17, therefore the people who were with him, with Jesus, when Jesus called Lazarus out of his tomb or grave and raised him from the dead, bore witness. They saw the miracle of Lazarus raised from the dead by Jesus. Verse 18, for this reason, because of that, the people also met Jesus because they heard that Jesus had done this sign or this miracle. They heard of the miracle and saw many of the Jews believed Jesus in verse 11 and cried out or worshipped in verse 13, but a few days later, actually 4 days later, they cried out three times to crucify Jesus. Luke chapter 23:23. But they were insistent, demanding with loud voices that he be crucified. Jesus should be crucified. And the voices of these men and of the chief priests prevailed. Their belief and worship was because of the miracle phenomena, not because of his word. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. John chapter 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must, mandatory, worship in spirit and truth. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because they saw sign, miracle, sight, phenomena into their heart, rather than Jesus' Word, the Word of God, Jesus, the resurrection, and the life. That's why later they cried out to crucify Jesus. Verse 19, the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, you see that you are accomplishing nothing or you prevail nothing. That meaning Pharisees, the builders, rejected the stone on which the church will be built. Luke chapter 20, verse 17. Then Jesus looked at them and said, "What then is this that is written, the stone which the builders, the Pharisees, high priests, rejected, has become the chief cornerstone on which the church will be built." Look, the world has gone after him. Verse 20, now there were certain Greeks, verses 20 up 26, the seekers of Jesus, certain Greeks, the Gentiles, not the Jews, among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Here the Gentiles are sincere seeker over Jesus. Then verse 22, Philip came, told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that Son of Man should be glorified, the hour of crucifixion and resurrection." The hour, for example, Jesus turning water into wine in Cana of Galilee, saying to Mary, John chapter 2, verse 4, Jesus said to Mary, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come," which means crucifixion and resurrection, they not come yet. Also, the other one is Jesus told to his half brothers asked Jesus, "Let's go to Judea for the feast." Jesus said here, John chapter 7, verse 6, then Jesus said to them, to Jesus' brother, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready," which means whenever you want to go there, you may go there. But Jesus' time is crucifixion and resurrection. John chapter 7, 29, 30, when Jesus is teaching in the temple of God in Jerusalem, "But I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me. Therefore they," the Jewish people, "sought to take him, sought to arrest me, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour," God's hour, "had not yet come." Hour is crucifixion and the resurrection day not come yet. Verse 24, "Most assuredly, verily, verily, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain or much fruit." Like Jesus' death on cross, followed by his resurrection, then many came to Jesus. Now 2.2 billion sheep today. Verse 25, "He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. He who loves his life, he will live for this life, or his flesh life, you are going to lose it. But he who hates his life in this world, he who denies himself and makes the Spirit of Christ control your life to be eternal and joyful." Matthew chapter 16, verse 24-25. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Then last verse 26, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. If anyone, regardless of the Greek, the Jews, race, gender, age, wealth, or whatever, serves Jesus, anyone is his servant. Let him follow Jesus. Where I am, there my servant will be also. Wherever he is, Jesus is there. Take the truth to everyone. Matthew 28, verse 20, Great Commission part. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, look, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Also, if anyone serves me, him my word will honor. His servant will be rewarded by God according to service. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. Now he who plants, some is evangelist, missionary, and he who waters, teachers, or pastors are one. They are servant for one the Lord, one Lord, one God. And each servant will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Let's see each question in verse 3. Then Mary took a pound of a very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. In the context, what was Mary's heart? Mary's heart is first to love Jesus with all 100% heart, all soul, all mind. That is overflowing, that's a fruit. So the Mary gave a very expensive oil, is anointed Jesus' feet with oil. That one overflowing to neighbors, the guest of the house. So is the odor, fragrant or odor, smell filled with the old house, you know, old guest. That's proving the love of a neighbor. Here, so we should learn the love of a neighbor must come from love of God with all meaning, 100%, with all. That is spiritual work because the fruit of Holy Spirit is agape love. So in that way. And at least a similar instant to this anointing. So the other two the similar instant, one is Simon the leper's house. He also costly oil, but on Jesus' head, not fear. But the time is different, 2 days before the Passover, not 5 days before Passover. Issue also waste issue. The third one is Simon, the Pharisee's house. This is just oil, no costly kind thing, just oil on Jesus' feet. But here time is during Jesus' ministry, far from the Passover. Issue is a sinner. So how come Jesus didn't know she is a sinner? So that kind of issue raised up. But Jesus answered, more sin is forgiven, so more, you know, giving to the Lord. You know, that kind of answer in the context. So how could we apply it to our life? Our life always love the Lord, the first, you know, the supremely. Like everything, then there is overflow to lovers, neighbors, including family members, Christian, even non-Christian as well. Question 2 in verse 18. This region, the people also met Jesus, because they heard that he had done this sign. What is the basis of those who believed and cried out and met Jesus? That's the basis of a miracle, sign, phenomena, and the sight, not the word of God. They saw their heart is a phenomena, sight, miracle on heart. Also, they did not understand the things of the word of God. They misunderstood that word of God. Jesus as the Messiah destroyed physically Roman Empire, maker Israel nation independently of a nation, rather than millennial kingdom or, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's a problem. A few days later, how did they do this? They said, it cried out to crucify Jesus 3 times. And what can we learn from here? No matter what circumstances, we should live by faith, not by sight. No matter what, always by faith. Faith is a hearing, hearing by the word of God, based upon the word. Because the word was God. The word was God. So that is the main thing. Question 3 in verse 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him, my Father will honor. What does it mean? So you are serving the Lord, whatever, teaching or praying and whatever ministry to the Lord. So you should follow Jesus, the Lord's direction, not your self-direction. Follow me. So always do not trust trust with the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean upon your understanding. Always acknowledge him. He will direct you. So always follow Jesus. And where I am, there my servant will be also. Wherever you are serving to the Lord, so the Lord will be there, will be with you. So if anyone serves me, him, my Father will honor. So no matter what you are serving, God will reward according to your service or your labor. Let's just sing song all together on bullet.